Thank you so much for calling Customer Support. My name is Kyra. How can I help you today?
Yes, I am just calling to verify that my account has been closed.
Yes, ma'am. I'll be more than happy to assist you with that, ma'am. What's your zip code, please?
04071.
Okay, what's your first and last name, please?
Hope Peterson.
Hope Peterson? Yes, ma'am.
Yes.
Can you verify your mailing address for security purpose, please?
Sure. It's 48 Tenney Hill Road, Raymond, Maine.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much for verifying the information. Let me just review the account and make sure you have been canceled, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much. Yes, ma'am. You called in on the 22nd, which was yesterday, and you have been canceled, and you won't receive any more future charges from the company.
Okay. I don't want to see any charges from the company.
Yes, ma'am. You won't receive any more charges from the company because you have called in yesterday and canceled.
So there won't be any charges. There was a charge to my account that's pending, and I want that removed. I just want to make sure that's understood because I've contacted the Better Business Bureau
mm-hmm.
and Facebook regarding this because it's a scam.
Okay. So you're asking back.
And I want to make sure that my money is being returned to me.
So you're asking back for a credit today?
Yes, I am. And I
okay.
do not want the delivery made of a KitchenAid appliance. I don't want that either.
Okay, yes, ma'am. I see in the notes that you already have filed a dispute with your bank. The agent said that you had to call your bank back, which your bank basically dropping a dispute and calling us back, verifying that they have another dispute.
There is no, the bank's not going to call. There is no dispute. My card has been canceled. So now I just need to have that charge removed off of my account.
Give me one moment.
I spoke with the bank this morning.
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am. Give me one moment, please.
Sure.
Hello, ma'am.
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am. After reviewing the account and consulting my supervisor, ma'am, it stated in notes, ma'am, I have to go by the notes, ma'am. We will need your bank on the line, ma'am, clarifying that you have not filed a dispute. And after we have your bank on the line, clarifying the information, we'll be more than happy to offer you a refund.
I have not said anything to the bank about denying the charge. I'm just saying that I want it removed because I'm not interested in the product that you tried to sell me.
Yes, ma'am. I totally understand your statement, ma'am. I understand you don't want the product anymore. You have been canceled. But it stated in the notes, ma'am, you have disputed the charge with your bank.
No, there's no dispute. The bank will not call you. I've already spoke to them this morning.
Yes, ma'am. With that being said, ma'am, we have to have the bank on the line verifying that you have not filed a dispute to further on with the refund, ma'am.
Can I speak with your supervisor, please?
We're capable of handling the call, ma'am. We all handle the same protocol about the dispute charges.
I'd like to speak to the supervisor anyway, please.
Can I ask what's regarding about, ma'am?
Yes, it's regarding my account.
Your account?
Yes. The $59 that was charged to my bank account, I need to speak to somebody about that. because I'm not going to pay it.
Okay, ma'am. One moment, please.
Thank you.
Okay, I'm still here, ma'am. Just waiting on the supervisor, okay?
Yep, thank you.
Yes, ma'am. I'm still here, ma'am. Just checking on you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, ma'am, with that being said, ma'am, I have got a hold of my supervisor, ma'am. I'm transferring now. I just want to thank you so much for calling Customer Support. Have a great day.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Please hold.